Okay. Go ahead and tell me about, we located Casilla, and the name of the county was...
Okay. Casilla is about maybe 15 or 16 miles south of Charleston, southeast of Charleston, in Tallahatchie County.
Okay. You said your father came to Panola County?
Well, no, my grandfather, his father, purchased a farm in, well, part of it, part of the farm was in Tallahatchie County and part was in Quitman County. And it's about 2 miles south of Crowder. So Crowder is situated, well, is part is in Quitman County, other part is in Panola County, and it's only about a mile from Tallahatchie County. And my grandfather's farm is located, part of it was in, it's on the county line, part was in Tallahatchie County, and part was in Quitman County.
And you say your father actually set up residence in Panola County when he was a teenager?
No. In Tallahatchie County. Now the part in which the house, the home was located, is in Tallahatchie County. Therefore, paid taxes and voted in Tallahatchie County in Charleston. But part of the farm also, part of the land, was also in Quitman County.
But you were born in
Panola County.
Yeah, I was just wondering when your father came to Panola County.
Well, I was simply born, well, what I'm saying is, I was born at my grandparents' house, let me put it that way.
But that was Crowder.
Yeah. Right.
I see. Okay. We'll take up where we left off yesterday.
Okay.
And rip through the rest of this. Looking for a word here. An adjective. Say if I had a belt that was made out of cowhide, 100% cowhide, I might say, well, this is an artificial cowhide. This is...
an authentic.
Okay, and another word that would do there is
genuine.
Okay. What about this word, sugar, that's used to be sold straight out of the barrel before it was packaged like it is nowadays? How would you say it was sold when it was sold like that?
I don't know. I don't remember sugar being sold.
Yeah, sure.
Straight out of the barrel. Is that what you want?
Well, how would you say the word B-U-L-K?
B-U-L-K. Bulk?
Yeah, all right. Or some people call it loose sugar. Have you ever heard that?
I never heard the term.
All right. And this is something that you would spread on hot toast for breakfast.
Butter.
Okay. Or the stuff that's
margarine.
Made out of different kinds of... fruits.
Oh, jam.
Or
jelly.
Yeah. And you would season your food. You have shakers for these on the table.
Salt, pepper.
Okay, say it all together.
Oh, salt and pepper.
Yeah. All right. What would you say if somebody offered you a bowl of fruit, say, excuse me, apples or oranges? You might say, well, I don't care for an orange, but an apple.
You can give me an apple.
All right. And if you were pointing out some boys who had done something, you might say, well, it's not these right here, it's...
those.
Right. And if you're locating something, you might say, well, that house isn't anywhere near around here, it's...
over there.
And don't do... if you're telling somebody how to do something, you might say, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
All right. Kind of complete this sentence. I might say, well, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have much to worry about, but life's hard on a man.
Who's poor.
Okay. All right. What would you call a group of fruit trees growing together? That would be?
An orchard.
All right. And complete this sentence, too, like the last one. If somebody's looking at an orchard,